Masechtas Mikvayos, Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet. In this Mishnah, we will learn that although there is a psul, if Gimel Lugim of Mayim Shuvim fall to the mikveh before there is a shear of 40 soyim of Megishamim, however, if the Mayim Shuvim is absorbed in a keli, or it's absorbed in a pail, in the walls of the pail, earthenware pail, let's say, and the shuvim got absorbed into the walls of the pail, since the water is not ben, it's not actual, it's absorbed, in such a case, the gimelugim do not passel the mikveh. So the Mishnah says, hasvoig, a sponge, vadli, and a pail. Shehoye behen shloish lugim mayim, they contain within them three lugim of mayim shuvim. And as we said, the case of the pail where it's not visible, v'naflu, and these, either the sponge or the vessel fell into the mikveh, into a mikveh, loyposlu, they did not pass on the mikveh, shaloy amru, because when the chachamim instituted the halach of gimelugim, they pass on the mikveh, invalidate a mikveh, that's only, elo only, shloisha lugin, if three lugin, shenaflu, that fell in when it was actual water. However, being in this case that it's absorbed inside a keli, or in the sponge, so then it doesn't passel the mikveh. Sechtes Mikvayos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hei. Hashida v'ateva, these are forms of boxes, shebiyam, that are in the ocean, and the edges, the lips of these kalim, of these vessels, are protruding above the waterline. Alochi is eimat vilam behem. If there's water in it, you cannot immerse kalim in these boxes. Elam kein hoyu nekuvim, unless there is a hole from the box to the water, kesheferes hanoit, like the width of sheferes hanoit. Rabbi Yehuda says that that's not the shear. You don't need sheferes hanoit, but it depends. Bekli godel, if it's a large vessel, which is greater than 8 tefachim, so then 4 tefachim. It needs a hole of 4 tefachim. And less than that, well, the water in it will not be considered connected to the water. However, the cotton, if it's a small keli, so then less than 8 tefachim, so then ruboy. If it has a hole that's the majority of the side of a keli, so then it's considered connected to the water. And the Farshim is that apparently Rabbi Yehuda earlier did subscribe to the shear, to the measurement of Sheferes Hanoit, in order to be considered connected to the mikveh. So why here does he have a different opinion? And the simple basic answer is that earlier we were discussing a place that would be a kosher spot for a mikveh. However, it doesn't have the shear of 40 saw. So the point of connection to the mikveh is Sheferes Hanoit, and that would be considered Iriv Mikvois, as if both areas are considered one. Whereas over here, the sheet and the teva are not considered a place where mikveh is supposed to be. So therefore, we need to be mevatel. We have to totally take down the halacha of the keli, and it needs to be bottled through either shear of 4 tefachim or a shear of ruba if it's a small keli. What happens im hoyasak oikupon? If you have a vessel which is either a sackcloth or a basket which is full of holes, so then the water that's inside it, and this basket is in the water of the yam, so then matvilim behem, you can be toivel in the basket, kamoy shehem, the way they are, bepnei shehamayim uravim, because through the many holes the water is connected, and therefore it's as if you toivel in the mikveh itself. And that's nowadays when we toivel something, we will use a basket to immerse in the mikveh, because all the water is considered connected through the many holes of the basket. What happens if the basket is underneath the pipe that's bringing rainwater into the mikveh? So einam poislin es hamikveh. This does not invalidate the mikveh because the water ran through it, because it's not considered niskabel bekeli. It never was received in a keli, being that these kelim are porous, they have many holes. So we don't consider the water that went through it as shuvim. Elamatvilin oisan, you're allowed to be tovel these type of kelim in a mikveh. And you can lift them up the way they are out of the mikveh. In other words, by a real keli, we say you should always If you only have exactly the 40 soim in the mikveh, you should lift the keli up upside down, and therefore the water in the keli would not become shu'uvim, and then you will be able to add that water can remain in the mikveh. Versus if you would take the keli upwards out of the mikveh, if it was non-porous keli, then the water contained inside would become shu'uvim, and you will no longer be able to add it back to the mikveh if the total amount of the mikveh from the beginning was only 40 soim. However, with these kelim, being that the porous, the water in it is no concern of shuvim, and you can even lift them out of the mikveh the regular way.